Hadith of the Day. A program from the Call of Islam.
Send me your mercy, send me your peace, for I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be thy bread from you no more.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to Hadith of the Day. This is coming to you from COI Radio. Today's hadith is a hadith Qudsi from Allah to our Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith is found in Bihar al-Anwar. This hadith is describing one of the traits of the people of the dunya. قَلِيلُ الرِّضَى لَا يَأْتَذِرُ إِلَى مَنْ أَصَاءَ إِلَيْهِ وَلَا يَقْبَلُ مَعْذِرَةَ مَنْ اِعْتَذَرَ إِلَيْهِ. One of the traits of the people of the dunya is that they are rarely pleased, they do not apologize to those who they have insulted, and they do not accept the apology of those who try and apologize to them. I talked a little bit about this hadith yesterday, but today I'd like to talk about the idea of accepting apologies, which is what we want to look at today. In Islam, all of the traits that Allah has put in us, there's a place for them. So, for instance, we don't say that a person who is a good Muslim is somebody who should never get angry. No. We say that there's a place for anger. It's with anger that you're able to wage jihad against the enemies of Allah. It's with anger that you're able to defend your families. It's with anger that you're able to do amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. So there is a place for anger, and it's necessary. But we want to reserve our special anger for enemies. We don't want to keep a lot of anger and grudges towards Muslims. Remember that part of Ziyarat Ashura where they say, Allahumma al'an awwala zaliman zalama haqqa Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa akhira tabi'in lahu ala dhalik. O Allah, curse every oppressor who has taken the right of Muhammad wa ali Muhammad and every follower of him on that, every person who is still following that same line and still now oppressing the family of Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So what happens is that we do have anger, and that anger is reserved for those enemies of Islam. We don't forgive those people unless they turn around and start to do the right thing. We don't only keep our anger in the past either. There's some people who are very much angry at those enemies at the beginning of Islam, people like Yazid, Muawiyah, but they're negligent when it comes to the enemies of Islam right now. Whereas as Muslims, we don't want to live in the past. Islam is alive, and they are enemies of Islam right now. So we want to look at those enemies also and be angry at them, those people who are fighting against the cause of Islam right now. So when we have spent that anger in the right way, then it allows us, I mean, in my mind, to be a lot calmer when it comes to dealing with family members, friends, our fellow believers. But if that anger is not spent, Allah put that anger in us, and we didn't spend it in the right way, then we might turn that anger to our relatives, our friends, our children, our spouses. And what happens is you find some believers carry a lot of grudges, and they are like these people of the dunya. They don't accept the apology of the one who apologizes. That's not the way that we want to be. I want to remind you of a story which we find in the Holy Quran, the story of Hazrat Yusuf. Hazrat Yusuf is, let's look at him this way, a young boy, okay, we know who he is, we know he's Masum, we know he's a prophet, but let's look at it this way, a young boy who was taken by his brothers. They're jealous of him for no reason. Allah is the one who favored him over them. They're jealous because of that, and they take him and they throw him down into a well, and he gets sold into slavery. After that, he endures years of slavery till finally he grows up. He's taken into the services of the Aziz over there in Egypt. Finally, again, he is put into prison, and finally he comes to power after all this time. Somebody who was supposed to be there with his father, sold into slavery, goes through difficulties over there, and then finally, in the end, he's raised up, and now he's got power over these guys, and they come to Egypt looking. They're desperate, right? And they come to Egypt, and they're looking for food. At this stage, when they finally get to recognize who he is, Right? At this stage, when they apologize, we see that Hazrat Yusuf accepts their apology. This is a verse of Quran. He says, this is Surah 12, and it's verse number 92. La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. There shall be no reproof against you today. يغفر الله لكم وهو أرحم الراحمين. May Allah forgive you, and He is the most merciful. So you see, even Hazrat Yusuf, who's been doing so much wrong, and he's a ma'asum person, an individual who's never done any sin, this person, when they're wrong, and then there's an apology, we see that they're ready to accept that apology. Not that they are somebody who was very hateful, carrying a lot of grudges and stuff like that. Let me give you another hadith that can help us, inshallah, work on this trait. The Prophet of Allah once said to a group of the companions, he said, shall I not inform you of who is the worst person? They said, why not? Ya Rasulullah, tell us. He said, the one who hates people and they hate him. Man abghadha an-nas wa abghadhahu an-nas. The one who hates people, well, people hate him. He hates people and people hate him. Then he said, shall I not tell you of the one who is worse than him? Why not? Tell us. The one who's worse than him is the one who does not accept excuses and does not forgive the sins of others. He said, what about the one who's worse than him? The Prophet of Allah explained to the one who's worse than him. He said, man la yu'man sharruhu wa la yurja khayruh. The person who people don't feel safe from and they don't expect any good from. We have in the hadith that there's some people, when they die, the people say, alhamdulillah. People are actually pleased that they die. So we don't want to be those kind of people. We want to be the kind of people who, in the vast majority of cases, we're looking to forgive when people apologize sincerely. And it's mentioned in the hadith that people who don't accept apologies of others will not get the intercession of the Prophet of Allah. So for the vast majority of cases, accepting apologies is a good thing. The only thing that we want to be careful about is if it's going to lead to transgressing on the rights of others, or perhaps accepting the apology of this person will encourage them to do wrong, more wrong. So in this case, we want to be firm and we want to make that person stop doing what is wrong. But other cases, the vast majority of cases, we want to be people who are forgiving. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, so I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.